Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Well, it's the battle of the giants of senior hurling. Once again, it comes down to the Cats versus the Treaty Men. And this Sunday, Limerick will once again take on Kilkenny in Croke Park. Limerick are going for four All-Irelands in a row, while Kilkenny are at their first final in over 20 years without Brian Cody at the helm. But who's going to go home with the Liam McCarthy Cup on Sunday afternoon? Well, to find out, we've got two diehard fans on the line now, Hammy Dawson from Limerick and Barry Henriquez from Kilkenny. Good evening, gentlemen. You're very welcome to the programme this evening. Hammy, how are you? I might come to yourself, Hammy, first as the representative from the reigning champions. How is everyone in Limerick this week?
Everyone in Limerick, they're looking forward to it. There's been a massive build-up. There's great excitement around the city and county, and we're looking forward to going to Croke Park Sunday for another All-Ireland final.
So tell me about this special teddy bear then, who has been made especially for the Limerick Hurlers, and a singing teddy bear made especially for the Limerick Hurlers.
Yeah, I ordered this teddy bear a good few number of years ago. I ordered it on the internet there, and if you press his hand, he'll sing Limerick Your Lady, and so we bring him to all the games.
Do you have him with you there, Hammy?
I do.
Give us a belt of it.
I'll give you a minute.
Hold on, no.
Has he hurling his hand? No?
Hang on now.
Has he got... No, he's no hurling. That'll be the boys in green will have that. Hold on. Can you hear that?
We can. Oh, it's lovely. Are you quaking in your black and amber boots, Barry?
Can you hear that, you can?
I can.
Oh, we can.
Barry is quaking in his back black and amber. Oh, go on.
Go on.
You're one true love that I have ever known.
I'll tell you, you're good, but you're no teddy bear. I can tell you that much. How's the mood in Kilkenny, Barry?
The mood is very, very absorbing, and it's gaining by the minute the closer we get to Croke Park. And that's typical Kilkenny. 12 months ago, Limerick came out on top, and since then, there's no doubt in this world that this is a marvellous, marvellous Kilkenny team. They're a fabulous team, and hurling people, the country wide, worldwide, would say this is a brilliant, brilliant Limerick team. And like the record for the last 5 years, the 6 years, 7 years, has underlined that, you know.
I have friends in Kilkenny, and they tell me that there's a concerted drive in Kilkenny to stop Limerick this year in case they do five in a row next year.
Yeah, well, you see, I had a sports show, if you've heard me saying it. I had a sports show on our Kilkenny Radio, Community Radio Kilkenny City last night, and I had the likes of Pat Henderson and Fran Larkin, and I had Liam Finley and Ned Quinn and Nicky Brennan. They were on a panel. They were legends. No one has to introduce those to hurling. But it was interesting to hear what they were saying, that it's awfully hard to win, to beat the same team twice in an All-Ireland final. And Limerick would have become very aware of that in 73, 74. Like in 73, Limerick beat Kilkenny out of the gate in Croke Park. Mm. Kilkenny was short a few players, but they were still allowed to play 15 players. But in 74, Pat Henderson made the point to me that we knew going up, we knew in our heart of hearts that we were going to win 74. We were not going to be beaten twice in a row. And this is part of the Kilkenny ethos, this Kilkenny DNA.
Well, there you go. Hammy, that's fighting talk, isn't it? I mean, they won't be beaten again.
It is fighting talk. Kilkenny, we know they're a super hurling team. They're a very proud hurling county. Yes, I hear what he's saying, but look, we'll be going up there on Sunday. We'll be ready for the battle. And Limerick will be bringing 50,000 supporters as well. So we'll be there to roar them on. It's unfortunate that we're down our captain, Declan Hennin. Mm. We're missing Sean Finn, probably one of the best cornerbacks around. And now we're down Richie English. So we're down a few bodies. Look, but we won't be making excuses for that. We have replacements to come in there and do the job. So, look, for whatever Kilkenny will throw at us, we'll be ready on Sunday.
And talking about replacements, Barry, Kilkenny's first year without Brian Cody at the helm. What do you make of the new guy?
Absolutely top class. He's he's, as they say up here in Kilkenny, if you had a good greyhound, you say he was worth the Bank of England. So Derek Ling has won 6 senior All-Ireland medals in the best in the University of Kilkenny coaching under Brian Cody. There's no doubt in the world about that. He knows what it takes. He knows what's needed to win an All-Ireland. And he would be very well aware of what happened last year. I mean, Kilkenny gave Limerick an awful early start. Limerick, after 15 minutes, there were people in Kilkenny thinking, geez, we'll go home. You know, this is all over.
Well, let's see who's going home with Sam Lee McCarthy on Sunday. Give us, I know you're going to say Kilkenny, but in a word, by how many points, and I'll ask the same of Hammy. Barry.
Kilkenny, it'll be, if it's tight at the finish, Kilkenny will win it.
Okay.
Win
by a point or two?
A point will do.
And Hammy, Limerick by?
Yeah, I'd be inclined to agree with Barry. I would be thinking that it'll be a very, very tight game. And I would say a point or two as well, because it's very hard to separate these teams as it was last year in the championship. But look,
come down to the wire. The teddy bear might just do it for you, Hammy, just might swing. Oh, Barry, do you have any teddy bears? Singing teddy bears?
No, Sarah.
You better get your hands on one of those. You better get your hands on one of those.
Sarah, where did I tell you? When I ask you one question, yourself and Cormac. Yep. And I'm sure that my friend in Limerick would agree. Who do you think he'll win?
I think it'll be a draw.
Oh, no, we couldn't possibly. A draw. There we go. Listen, we better leave it, lads. Thanks so much. And best of luck to both of you.
Make no mistakes on that one.
All right, Amy Dawson from Limerick, Barry Enriquez from Kilkenny. Thank you both.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.